You're listening to the Filthy Fantasy Football Show.
All right, everybody, welcome into another exciting episode of the Filthy Fantasy Football Show, a safe space for all you foul-mouthed fantasy players out there. Tonight, solo your boy, King Josh, Josh the King. What should have been a full dick Friday is now an impotent Friday. Yet here I am, alone, just trying to get you guys through the rest of the weekend and bring you victories. Speaking of victories, so I don't forget, talk about our sponsors real quick. Dubby Energy. Check them out, dubby.gg. Use promo code FF to save 10% out of your shopping cart. Dubby is a energy drink company that comes in powdered form. I could use that shit right now. But it's a little late. It's almost my bedtime. And I need to get some sleep because that's how good their energy is. It'll keep you up all night, even on those sad, lonely nights when you have to podcast alone because your friends don't love you. Your friends love you, love your friends more than your friends love you. But I love the podcast more than my friends. So let's get this done. And let's talk about our other best friend, Trophy Smack. I've been talking about them. You guys know the deal. TrophySmack.com/filthy and get yourself some sweet swag for your league. All right, before we get started on all the games, let's break down a little bit of news. In no one gives a shit news, the Chicago Bears traded wide receiver Chase Claypool to the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins are giving up the 2025 sixth pick. All right, no, correction. It's the other way around. So Miami's giving up the 2025 sixth, and the Bears are giving up Claypool and a seventh. So no one cares. Big news. Amon-Ra St. Brown might be out. He's been downgraded to doubtful with an abdomen injury. So look for Josh Reynolds. If he's available in your league, pick him up immediately. But Jameson Williams, he's questionable to go for the Panthers. Against the Panthers, he's wide receiver for the Lions. Just keep an eye on him because he did tear his ACL and he hurt his hamstring. Or something like that. I don't know. But he's either way, keep an eye on him. If he's available in your league, definitely pick him up too because he could be very dangerous for the rest of the year. Josh Reynolds, who I just said to pick up, he has a groin injury, but he played all last week. So I think he'll be fine. And then Jahmyr Gibbs is questionable for week 5 against the Panthers. But, I mean, you're going to start him, but it kind of sucks because David Montgomery's basically has the control of the backfield. Jonathan Taylor, running back for the Colts. Head coach Shane Steichen said, we'll see if Jonathan Taylor plays week 5 against the Titans. So, you know, fucking lame. Wide receiver T. Higgins for the Cincinnati Bengals. He returned to practice on Friday. He took Wednesday and Thursday off. So him practicing on Friday is some good news. Keep an eye on that. He also kind of sucks right now, so I don't know. But I mean, if you're like me, you drafted him fucking early, so you have to play him. Quarterback Kenny Pickett, Pittsburgh Steelers. He's been removed from the injury report with that knee injury, so he's set to play. Saquon Barkley, running back for the Giants, is questionable week 5 against the Dolphins. Keep an eye on that. If you picked up Matt Breida in hopes to replace Barkley, it's worthless. He's ass. Speaking of Giants, but former Giant Odell Beckham Jr. now plays with the Baltimore Ravens. He is expected to play week 5 against the Steelers. Cooper Kupp, wide receiver of the LA Rams and the original Puka Nacua. It's been reported that he will play week 5 against the Eagles. So I'm actually very excited about this game because I want to see how like they'll play together. Just be aware of that. Yes, let's go ahead and we will break down. I guess I will, not we. I'm by myself. See, that's what happens when you're alone. You just get sad and you talk to yourself. And it's kind of weird to like podcast by yourself. I don't know how Bill Burr does it. I feel like a psychopath. Because at least when I podcast with the guys, I'm talking to other people and not just myself. All right, let's get into it. The 1-3 Cincinnati Bengals are taking on the 1-3 Arizona Cardinals. The over-under is at 44.5 with the Bengals at -3. I think the Cardinals might actually win this game because Cincinnati fucking sucks right now. I mean, Joe Burrow's been absolute trash, but, you know, depending on where you drafted him, you have to start him. Although, I mean, realistically, I'd rather play Jordan Love over him or CJ Stroud. Couple other guys, but yeah, I don't know. You're gonna play Joe Mixon, you're playing Chase, you're playing Higgins just because you're obviously in a position where you have to. For Arizona, you can probably play James Conner and Hollywood Brown and Zach Ertz. That would be my suggestion. All right, 4-0 Eagles taking on the 2-2 LA Rams. Over under is at 50.5 with the Eagles favored at -4. Playing Hurts, you're playing Swift, you're playing Brown and Smith. And Goddard, to me, he's the big question because he's literally tight end 32 right now. And it sucks because you drafted him to be your tight end one, but you're not getting anything really good out of it. Just hang in there with him. He's super talented. You know, it'll circle back around. For the Rams, you're playing Kyren Williams. This guy, you know, since week one, guy's been a fucking stud. He's the running back 4 on the year right now. And just, especially now that Cam Akers is gone, you know, there's no question. Cooper Kupp, if you draft him, you're firing him up if he's playing like immediately, because you draft him in the first round, so you're going to play him. I'd still play Puka just because, again, I kind of want to see how it's been going. Kupp might still be kind of banged up, so who knows? He might be on some sort of a pitch count. And then Tutu Atwell, I might pump the brakes on him just because if Cooper Kupp does play, I don't know what the target share is going to look like. And then Tyler Higbee, still play him. Tight end's gross, but you know, it's fine. All right, got the 1-3 Jets taking on the 1-3 Denver Broncos. Over-under is at 43.5. Broncos favored at -2.5. And I actually think the Jets win this game. I don't know. I just get a feeling. I actually think you can play Zach Wilson this week. No one's rostering him, but I mean, he looked good against Kansas City last week, threw 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. So, I mean, and Denver's defense has just been getting demolished out there. So you could probably play Zach Wilson. I'm playing Breece Hall. You know, Garrett Wilson, it's tough, but you got to start your studs, I guess. And I mean, unless you have other better options, but I don't know. He got 14 targets against Kansas City, went 9 for 60. So, I mean, if he's getting double digit targets, then, you know, just keep rolling him out there. For the Denver side, I don't know, man. Russell Wilson, he's been throwing a lot of touchdowns. So I don't know if you have Justin Herbert or Deshaun Watson, one of the quarterbacks on a bye, you know, Wilson might be all right, especially at home. Javonte, you're playing him even though he's been shit. Jerry Jeudy, you know, probably like a flex option. Cortland Sutton, you know, low end wide receiver 2, high wide receiver 3. And Marvin Mims, I don't know, man, dart throw. This game's gross. I think the Jets actually win this game. All right, got the 3-1 Chiefs taking on the 1-3 Vikings. Over-under is at 52.5 with the Chiefs favorite at -3.5. Come on, Vikings. Let's see you do it. But, I mean, you already know what you're doing. You're playing Mahomes. You're playing Pacheco. You're playing Kelsey. All right, moving on. Minnesota, you're playing Cousins. You're playing JJ. You're playing Addison. You're playing Hawkinson. Madison, the last 2 weeks, he's been stepping it up. You know, I saw him get dropped in a number of leagues after 2 pretty bad performances. So I'd fire up Madison still just because looks like he's still going to be involved. Got the Sunday night game. Got the 3-1 Dallas Cowboys taking on the 4-0 San Francisco 49ers. Over under is going to be 45. Ooh, gross. With the 49ers favorite at -3.5. This actually should be a fun game. I'm looking forward to it. You know, you're playing Dak, you're playing Pollard, you're playing CeeDee Lamb. And I still think you can. I like Jake Ferguson. I think he should be rostered in leagues. He's currently the tight end 9, and last week 7 targets, 7 for 77. So that's actually pretty nice, especially for a tight end. And then San Francisco, you know, you're playing McCaffrey, you're playing Ayuk and Debo and Kittle. All right, Your Monday night game, the 2-2 Green Bay Packers taking on the 1-3 Las Vegas Raiders. Over under is going to be 44.5, but the surprising Raiders favorite at -2. I actually think I would take, I think Green Bay actually wins this game. Jordan Love's been playing really well. You know, he's the quarterback 4 right now in fantasy because, you know, he's had double digit touchdowns every game. He threw three first in game 1, game 2. He threw 1 in game 3 and game 4, but he also ran for 1 in game 3 and game 4. So, I mean, if you're getting both production on through the air and on the ground through him, and the Raiders defense doesn't scare me, I'd fire him up. You're playing Aaron Jones. You're playing Christian Watson on a snap count last week, 2 for 25 and a touchdown. So I'm firing him up. Romeo Doubs, 13 targets, 12 targets. So he's had 25 targets in 2 weeks. So, you know, I'd go ahead and throw Doubs out there. And then for the Raiders, I don't know, man. Jimmy Garoppolo's healthy, so he's going to be playing. You play Josh Jacobs, you're playing Devontae. I still think you can play Jacoby Myers, and that would probably be it for me on the Raiders side. So, all right, well, I'm going to bed, and hopefully this gets you guys through the weekend. Get us on Twitter. I'm available all weekend to help you with your start sit questions. So get us at Filthy F-Ball Show on Twitter. Get Big Rome on Twitter at Big Rome FFF. Get the Fantasy Fish at F Football Fish on Twitter. Instagram us at Filthy Fantasy Football Show. Send your emails to filthyfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com. And again, good luck this weekend. Hit me up. Let me know. I'll help you out. Love you. King Josh, Josh the King. On behalf of Big Rome and the Fantasy Fish, have a good one, y'all.